العظيم. Allah Azza wa Jal is Dhul Fadl al-Azim. His grace is great and His mercy is infinite. His kindness knows no limits, no bounds. And His rahmat is vast. That is our Lord Allah the Almighty, who's compassionate, who's merciful, who's kind, who's caring, who's helpful, who rescues and who saves. That is Allah the Almighty. Yet we see a lot of pain. Yet we see a lot of suffering. Yet we see a lot of musibat. Yet we see a lot of hardship. And there is a greater wisdom behind inflicting pain upon His servants. When Allah Azza wa Jal does so, when He puts some hardship, some pain, some suffering on any of His slaves, it's not always an indication of His disapproval, His displeasure or His anger. It's not a manifestation of His curse. Allah tests His servants despite His love, despite His care, despite His compassion. Because through pain and through suffering, Allah Azza wa Jal gives them such reward and gives them such things in return which they could never have qualified for. Allah says in the Quran and in the ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they explain this in a lot more detail. Whenever Allah Azza wa Jal puts some pain, some suffering on a slave of His, and the slave is then remains his hope and does not moan and bears it patiently, then Allah Azza wa Jal, because of His sabr, gives him something greater, gives him something better, gives him something that was more useful and more beneficial. The hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions it quite clearly. Allah says, the one that I test with his bihabibatay, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, the one that is tested with his bihabibatay, with the two things that are most dear to him. Many scholars have said that this is a reference to the eyesight. Allah tests someone in regards to his eyesight. Allah tests someone with the things that are dear to him. It could be his children. It could be something that he holds very dear to himself or to herself. And Allah tests him in that regard and takes it away or puts some suffering and some difficulty and hardship, and the person yet remains hopeful and optimistic, then the Almighty Allah gives him in exchange al-Jannah. Just for putting up with it, just for not mourning, just for being patient. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when a loved one of someone's taken away, you lose your child, you lose your parent, you lose your brother, you lose your wife, you lose your husband, and it's very difficult, it's very painful. The angels take the soul of this dead person to Allah the Almighty, and Allah says to them, further away from the soul that has just presented itself, Allah says to the malaika that you have taken the soul of the most dear of my slave, the one who is on earth, the one who is in the dunya, and you have deprived him of the comfort and the comfort of his eyes, you've taken it away from him or her. And so Allah asked the malaika, so what was his reaction? You've just taken the child of someone, a mother. You've just taken the most dear husband of someone. You've just taken the most dear wife of someone or parent of someone. Allah says, what was the reaction of that individual? And the malaika say, he was patient and he kept his hope alive. And he did not moan and he did not complain. The Almighty Allah says, and all he said was, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Then the Almighty Allah says, if this, O malaika, you've caused so much suffering to a slave of mine, yet he was hopeful, bear witness, I've granted him Jannah. And the Prophet ﷺ said, a woman whose son's taken away, who loses a child, and in that pain, someone goes and comforts her. The one who comforts her, Allah will grant that individual two sheets, two cloaks of Jannah in the hereafter. So that is the value of someone who goes through pain, who goes through a suffering, who goes through a hardship. Many of us, we remember the masa'ib, we remember the musibat, I failed that interview. There are many youth who live with this constant guilt. Oh, if I had done well at the 14, I could have been playing for the national squad. I could have been in the professional football league because I'm such a great player. But it's just at the age of 14, I made a terrible mistake. Something happened disastrous and I wasn't able to attend trials. I wasn't able to sit exams. I wasn't able to go to a certain school. I was just being fooled because I had bad friends. Or my parents did something or something happened and today I'm working in a takeaway and I'm working somewhere. And they live with this constant guilt and they're always moaning without realizing that if Allah takes one thing away, He gives something better in return. People remember the musibat, but they do not remember the reward that Allah gave them in return. So this is something that is worth remembering. Whenever you have a musibah, there are people who failed an exam, but because they failed an exam, they started looking into setting up their own business, and today they are successful businessmen. There are people who had a car accident, and because of the car accident, he couldn't move for 2 years, so he sat on bed and he studied, and today he's a successful lawyer. And someone else had lost someone, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them a child, that becomes the comfort of their eyes. Allah gives them a friend, Allah gives them a spouse, Allah gives them something better. So we think that the good that comes our way, we deserved it. We were qualified for it. It was ours. We do not remember the favors that Allah sent our way. What we always tend to remember is the pain, the hardship. I had an accident, why me? Nobody says, when he passes their exams and with high grades, nobody says, why me? They all think, I deserved it because I worked hard. But when they, because of their own ill conduct, Allah says, وَمَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ وَيَعْفُ عَنْ كَثِيرٍ. My slaves, when some pain comes your way, I do not send it your way. It's what you had sent up that came down. The a'mal that you did and that were presented to Allah, they brought their reaction. Everybody's talking about nowadays, Pakistanis are always saying, everyone's saying, every action has a reaction. Pakistanis understand this quite well nowadays. I've heard this from so many brothers. And so, every a'mal has a return. So when you send some pious a'mal upwards to the heavens, Allah sends His rahmat downwards and comfort comes down. And if you send some sinful conduct and rebellion, Allah says that is what comes back to you. إِنَّمَا هِيَ أَعْمَالُكُمْ أُحْصِيهَا لَكُمْ ثُمَّ أُوفِيكُمْ إِيَّاهَا. It's your actions that I preserve and record for you and then pay them back to you. So brothers, the summary of the message is, as you remember musibat, do not just dwell too much on masa'ib and hardship and pain. Think about the return that Allah gave you and think about those the comfort that Allah gave you in return for those musibats, and think of the reward that awaits you in the hereafter for the pain and for the hardship. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us understanding and tawfiq. Amin ya Rabbil Alameen.